My friend Fils. Suis-je bien chez ce cher Serge?
My friend Fils.
Hello and welcome to Arts in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. Most film festivals anywhere in the world, big and small alike, create queues of movie fans itching to be part of an exciting event. Well, here's a festival of French films which you can enjoy in the comfort of your own home or anywhere you can connect to the internet, even on your phone. It's called My French Film Festival, and that's what you look for on the net to take part in the online festival of French films.
Repeat after me. My French Film Festival.
My French Film.
My French Film Festival.
Hyper dur.
The festival trailer features French-speaking actors like Mélanie Laurent, Audrey Tautou and Pierre Niney putting their elocution skills to the test to pronounce the festival's name in English, arguably to make it as internationally comprehensible as possible. The 7th My French Film Festival, and yes, it is a bit of a mouthful, begins on the 13th of January and runs for a month until the 13th of February 2007. This year, the organisers Unifrance say the programme selection includes romance, sex, seduction and major surprises. Frédéric Bérézia is the deputy director of Unifrance, which is France's film export and overseas promotion arm. He told me that My French Film Festival is a boon for lovers of French cinema, as it is for French film, and that it's also a tool to help preserve art house cinema.
It's widely acknowledged that it has become increasingly difficult for independent films all over the world to find their audiences in the physical world. Of course, there are several reasons to that, the first one being the demise of the DVD, mostly due to piracy, which has put increased pressure on theatrical performance. The second factor might be that the number of films produced every year is still rising, and that again puts an increasing pressure on theatrical release. And third factor that I can think of is, and probably the most important on the longer run, is the fact that consumer habits are changing. The fact that people are wanting immediate on-demand films and they're probably on the go on mobile devices, that changes the habit of going to cinema houses and probably restricts it to a real collective experience with special effects. And all together, all those factors mean that in certain countries in the world, the very notion of art house cinema is vanishing, or at least in jeopardy. Since it has become so difficult to find your audience in the physical world, we thought we really had to not only go against the grain and fight this demise of art house theatrical release, but also, of course, plant the new seeds of for French cinema to thrive and sprout in the new digital environment. That's exactly what led us to devise this online festival 7 years ago.
The films selected for My French Film Festival come from newcomers, giving them a better chance amid the international competition.
We made the assessment 7 years ago that it was really difficult for first-time directors to be visible, not only available, but also visible on digital platforms. So this was our main criteria for selection for the very first edition from the very start. This is a choice that we've kept. So we decided to give us a chance, a special chance, to first-time and second-time directors from French-speaking generations. We tried to pick films that we thought should have done better in theatrical release, so have not been sold to many countries. That's our number two criteria. We do believe in certain films that they should be given a second chance through digital distribution. But also what's really important, we decided to work on a non-exclusive basis in terms of platforms. From the very start, we had partner platforms and making the films available in different territories, not only on our platform.
Unusually practical and accessible, the online procedure makes the festival more elastic also than most. The programme selection may be smaller than in other events, but it lasts for 28 days, which means that viewers could, if they choose, see all 10 features and 10 shorts in competition, as well as the 9 which aren't in the awards race, very comfortably. The short films are available free of charge, and even if there's a fee for the features, it's modest. In some regions or countries, it's free, such as in Latin America or Africa, also in Poland, Romania and Russia. The festival awards prizes through its international jury, headed this year by Argentinian Pablo Trapero, known for, amongst others, White Elephant, starring Ricardo Darín and Jérémy Régnier. My French Film Festival also gives a press prize and an audience award.
Je ne serai plus là. Il faudra que tu te débrouilles toute seule.
This is an extract from Château de Sable, or The Sand Castle in English. Starring Emma de Caunes and Belgian actor Yannick Grenier, it won the 2016 Audience Award in the 6th My French Film Festival. This film, actually a second feature film, is shot in Brittany in the west of France and is directed by Olivier Jean.
It helped the film, which we made for no money at all, with no financing from TV. And after the release of the film in France, I had no sales agent to take care of the film for foreign distributors. I had none of that. And the selection at my French Film Festival helped the film to get a certain exposure outside France. And it was really helpful, even though the film has not been bought by many territories. But it got distribution in Germany, for instance. And I had the feeling that the film, because in France it was the same, touched the public. And the best award for me was the Audience Award, because it was really fascinating, considering that the film came out of nowhere, was really small in terms of production. To get the Audience Award coming from people all over the world was a fantastic award for me.
J'ai menti tout à l'heure. J'avais jamais comparé avant, non, mais maintenant je compare. Eleanor parle en dormant.
It's about 30-something years old Eleanor, whose father has died and left her his house near the Atlantic coast. Although attached to the house, she has to sell it. She enlists moral support from her ex, Samuel. Jean brings into the film an estate agent and some prospective buyers, but the focus is on the relationship and unfinished business between the two main characters. The action is borne along by the wistful songs of Canadian musician and band Patrick Watson.
Bras, qui serre mon bras, qui prend ma main.
There are some films that travel not that well because they are tackling French, typically French subjects. But my film is more, I think, universal. Most of the audience around the world reacted in the same way than in France, seeing the film.
You yourself have a very French film background. There must be something quintessentially French about your film, Sandcastle.
Yeah, probably. The charm of Brittany, probably, and the fact that it's very French and they're all arguing for any detail, that they're fighting, that they're laughing, that they drink a lot, that they smoke. It's very French, yes, in that sense. But also talking about something that everybody has at one point of his life to deal with, which is the death of a parent, the fact that you have to sell a family house, for instance. A love story is not totally finished, even if it is on the paper finished. To return to a house where you had good memories and it's now a lifeless house. All those themes probably talk to people in Brazil or in Russia or in Germany, I think.
Olivier Jean is ploughing on with several film projects, including one with Canadian input. Meanwhile, many of our listeners will have an opportunity to see this year's hand-picked films in French, subtitled in 9 languages, by some of France's and French-speaking countries' emerging talents in 2017. My thanks to our two guests, Frédéric Berizia from Unifrance and French film director and screenwriter Olivier Jean. And thank you for joining me, Roselyn Hyams, for this week's Art in France, signing off with Patrick Watson's song Step Out for a While, featured in the film The Sand Castles. Until next time, goodbye.
It's right about time. You better pick your boys and try. Take a little walk with me.
it on time.